This week on Venture Tabernacle, we are looking at the power of the master communicator, Jesus Christ. He heals a deaf and mute man, and then he has the audacity to tell him to keep this miracle to himself. Should we do the same? Stick around and find out. Recorded at the Running H Studio, you're listening to Venture Tabernacle. It's like venture capital, except that the investment is made in your soul. This is where America hangs out to talk about anything and everything from a biblical perspective. I'm your host, Ty Hervey. Join me as we learn to view the world through the objective lens of the Bible. All right, welcome back for another episode of the Sunday Sermon on the Venture Tabernacle podcast. So glad to have you with us here today. Today we're looking at Mark chapter 7, verse 31 through 37. It rounds out this chapter. Before we jump into chapter 8, we'll read it together. Starting in verse 31, it says this. It says, "Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." What a powerful story we see in our text today. And to help you understand exactly what's going on here, I want to give a bit of background. Jesus is on his journey from Tyre and Sidon to the Decapolis. And if that name sounds familiar, the Decapolis, that is because we saw it back in chapter 5 when Jesus cast out the demon Legion and told the man to go and tell of what he had done for him. That man went to the Decapolis to minister to those people, which literally means region of 10 cities. And this story is about a deaf and mute man who came from that area, and he cannot hear, and he cannot speak. And during this time in history, if someone was deaf, they were grouped with the mentally insane people. Because they didn't understand what was going on, they didn't have American Sign Language or some other standard way to communicate, and so they usually assumed that these people were mentally retarded. And so if you were deaf, you were an outcast in society. You would be pushed aside, and generally, you were an uncared for person. And this story is actually one of only three stories that we see in the Gospel according to Mark that are found nowhere else in the entire Bible. In other words, this story is a unique account that only Mark recorded. But the Gospel according to Matthew gives us a bit of a hint and sets the scene for what happens right before this story. And we can find this setup in Matthew chapter 15, verses 29 through 31. It says this, "Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee, and he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And they put them at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd wondered when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel." And so if we pan back to our story in Mark, we see that Jesus actually isolated this man in our text for special attention. While he was ministering to the crowds who had been brought to him, he took a moment of his time to step aside with a deaf and mute man. That's exactly what happens back in our text in Mark in verses 33 through 35. It says, "And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. You see, Jesus pulled him aside and starts doing some pretty weird stuff to the outside viewer. And if you're wondering why it is that Jesus did these things, well, the way that I see this and the way it's been described to me is that Jesus was communicating using sign language. You see, Jesus is the master communicator, and he knew exactly how to communicate with this man when no one else in the world could. You see, Jesus put his fingers into his ears. What he's saying there is he recognized that this man was deaf. In doing this, Jesus recognized that this man was not insane and he was not mentally ill. Jesus recognizes and acknowledges the real problem in a way that perhaps had never been accomplished in this man's life. And then Jesus touches his tongue. He recognized that this man could not speak because he was deaf and couldn't understand what was going on. And so again, he's affirming that this man was intelligent, that his life was worthwhile. It's a move that very few would do in his day. And then Jesus looks up to heaven. You see, he was telling the man that the healing he was about to receive came from heaven. Jesus wasn't some fake magician or con artist with cheap tricks. In looking up, Jesus acknowledges that the power he wields comes from his connection to God. And then Jesus sighs, which is, yes, a verbal demonstration, but also a visible demonstration. And as always, Jesus heals out of a compassion and care for the people around him. You see, Jesus could have chosen so many other miracles to prove that he was the Son of God, but he chose healing so often because it also demonstrates his compassion. You see, our God cares about our struggles more than we can imagine. And Jesus looks at him and he says, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." And the man was healed from both being deaf and mute. And what's more, he instantly understood the language being spoken to him, probably Greek or Aramaic, that he had probably never heard in his entire lifetime. But yet he was fluent and was able to speak and testify of what Jesus did for him. And you want to hear the crazy part of this story? Jesus commands this man not to tell anyone what has been done for him. And Jesus does this because it's a little bit early on the scene for his fame to be spreading too rapidly. But I want you to think about this. If someone healed you from an incurable disease that had destroyed your entire life and they gave you a second chance at life, would you keep that to yourself? I don't know about you, but I think it would certainly be very hard to not tell everyone I knew about this miracle that had been done for me. And the man and his friends, well, of course, they didn't have enough self-control not to tell the world of this great miracle and the man who had performed it. And it says in verse 37 that the people were amazed beyond measure that he had done all things well. And when we read of a miracle such as this one, we should always ask ourselves, what will my response be? You see, the people were amazed, but did they follow Jesus after they saw this? Well, some did, but most did not. You see, it's not enough just to be amazed at what God has done. We have to choose to follow. You've seen all of the evidence. You've heard of the miracles that Jesus did while he was on earth. Will you choose to follow Jesus? If someone healed you from an incurable disease that had been destroying your entire life and gave you a second chance, would you keep that to yourself? Because that is exactly what Jesus has done for us if you're a Christian. And though he told the man in our story not to tell anyone, Jesus has commanded us to go into the farthest reaches of the world to spread the good news of the gospel. as it's been spread to us, we are to pass it on to the next generation, to everyone who has ears to hear. And that marks the end of this episode of the Venture Tabernacle podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far into the podcast, make sure you, if you haven't already, to leave a 5-star review. Tell your friends about the podcast. Give us a share, a shout out on social media, because you are the marketing budget for the Venture Tabernacle podcast. Until next time, we'll be back same place, same time next week.